I was very successful in business very early on in my life. I'm an electrical engineer by trade. I went to university here in London. I started a business which flourished very easily, very quickly, dealing with overseas, mainly Middle East contracts. Then I started a branch in London, in America, always linked to Gibraltar. Gibraltar is how it all came about. I mean, Gibraltar, don't forget that Gibraltar was isolated, and everything had to come from the UK. What gave me the idea of going into business? They say that an opportunity will cross your path and you need to recognize it and grab it. Well, I was at I used to work for a company here in London, an electrical company, who were bidding for a power station in Gibraltar. And my boss had heard that I was from Gibraltar, so he said, look, we're going to send a team out to Gibraltar. You come from Gibraltar, would you go out with them? And I mean, I wasn't really involved in the negotiating, but, you know, just to, and I was staying at the Rock Hotel, and Jimmy Bosino, the manager then, who I knew from, even though he's much older than me, but from earlier days, he said, would you do me a favour when you go to London? He said, I've ordered a spare part for a boiler and they just don't respond to my telexes, as it was then. And of course, to get a telex to London in those days, you had to book it at 9 o'clock in the morning, and if you were lucky, you would get it by 5:30 in the evening, if you were lucky. Otherwise, you would go on to the next day. So when I got back to London, I called this company. I said, have you got an order from the Rock Hotel in Gibraltar? And they said, yeah. Why don't you? He said, well, it's such a small item. He said, it just gets put at the bottom of the pile. So, well, can I collect it from you? He said, yeah, of course you can. So I went, picked it up from North London Company, put it on the, took it to London Airport to a freight forwarder, sent it to Gibraltar. And Jimmy called me the next day and he said, thank you. He said, how much do I owe you? I said, you don't owe me anything. He said, but don't say this, you've done a great service. We had 5 rooms that we couldn't rent and we couldn't let in the Rock Hotel because of the spare parts, and it's cost us a lot of money. So, and that was the opportunity. I thought, I know, there is a need for this kind of service. And all of a sudden, I left my job, I started this company, purchasing company, if you like, and eventually I was buying everything from fresh meat to coffins to mechanical parts, carpets. I was, you know, the whole of Gibraltar became my clients.
Fantastic.
I mean, you know, from the hoteliers, the government, the hospital, and it became a thriving business. I recognised that being Gibraltar, that, you know, there's a saying in Gibraltar, they don't eat and they won't let anybody eat. So that before long, a lot of people would be doing exactly the same thing. So I needed to get away from that, and I, the company that I used to work for before, I used to play squash with one of the guys there, and he said, oh, company's not, so I'm going to leave. I said, well, come and talk to me. And I employed this guy specifically to develop my business away from Gibraltar, using the same method, in other words, competing with the Crown agents who were, you know, for the Empire, it was the Crown agents that did. And we competed with them. We went to Malta, went to Cyprus, and a thriving business.
So,
and it was, I was in my 38th year of my life when I was called in by, I was in Gibraltar and I was called in by the chief minister, who I didn't know, and he said, well, I'd like you to, we've got an office in London which is redundant, a tourist office, redundant, either we make it pay or I close it, it's costing us a lot of money. I want you to do a report and tell me, give me your opinion now. The economy is changing from a military economy to a more commercial economy. You tell me whether we can use this office in London or not. I did a report. He called me in. He said, I like your report. Would you like to implement it? No, thank you. Yeah, I was 38 years old. I was riding the crest of the wave. I was, you know, successful in business. I was interested in cars. And, you know, the last thing I wanted to do was come work for a government. But they convinced me that I should perhaps implement the report and keep an eye on it for maybe one day a week. one day a week became 2 days a week, 3 days a week, because it was a fascinating challenge. My business were established, so just to keep the clientele happy was, the business was there, so it was just a question of keeping the clients. Working for the government was challenges, obstacles all the way, mainly through Spain, So the government eventually said, here's a rope, you run with it and see how far you get before they pull you back. The reality is that they never pulled me back. They've tried, but I wouldn't let them. And what became a tourist office, dishing out tourist brochure, is now this building that we're in now, and it's a full embassy for Gibraltar, six floors and a very important window for all the sectors of Gibraltar.
That's so very important, because it's absolutely extraordinary when you think about it. That,
absolutely.
An extraordinary achievement by yourself, but that this wasn't there before. Yeah. I mean, everyone else has got a...
Well, everything was a struggle. I mean, bearing in mind we were flying the Gibraltar flag. Well, we flew the Gibraltar flag in the office that I took over, but to get the flag approved, it was a huge campaign where I had to involve newspapers, the Evening Standard, and youth people that I'd met, people of influence, because the council refused to give us planning permission. They had refused to give us planning permission because Spain had objected to Gibraltar having an office in London, let alone having a flag flying, the Gibraltar flag. So that became a huge struggle, and I had to counteract that. What I felt was part of the role that I had to fulfill, that I had to counteract this. So I started a huge campaign against the Westminster Council, using all the elements of people that I knew. The Evening Standard was fantastic at the time, helped me with a campaign, all the newspapers jumped in, and eventually the council relented. And then what did I do? I invited the council leader to come and unfurl the flag.
Obviously everything that you do really is political, isn't it?
Yes, very much so. I mean, it's a very political job, and I've been very successful, and I'm still here. I don't know how long I'll be here for. I'm getting to a point where perhaps I'm thinking of that I should retire. I have served every chief minister of Gibraltar. I think I'm here not so much because of what I know, but who I know, and after so many years, like the Spanish País newspapers recently said, I walk into Westminster with more ease than ministers of the government do, and that is very true. I mean, I spend a lot of time in the House of Lords, a lot of time. I rate 80, 90 MPs as my personal friends. Where they call me at home, I call them at home. The Spanish government themselves, when they started the trilateral, which is the previous administration, they called me, invited me to lunch, and they wanted to convince me that they were serious about the process, and they said they kept a big file of me in Madrid, and they recognised the importance of the work that I did here in London. And in fact, they said, they wondered whether the voice of Parliament was over Gibraltar was indeed the will of that Parliament or the will of Albert Poggio. So they really rated me, the Spaniards, which has been proven on this article that they've just, out of nowhere, they seem to have carried it. It has no relevance to what's going on, but all of a sudden they obviously see me as some kind of an obstacle in there.
I'm sure they do, actually. I'm sure they wish that you were on their side.
Yeah,
I just wanted a couple of just last things, very briefly. It just occurred to me, I was talking, do you ever get contacted by representatives of the Falkland Islands?
Oh, absolutely. I work very closely with them. I started an association with the Falkland Islands in 1989 called UKOTA, the United Kingdom Overseas Territories Association, where happily we have all the overseas territories now, not just the Falklands. And in fact, we've just all the chief ministers, premiers of the overseas territories were down in Gibraltar last week with me for the National Day So we keep together, and you know, we feel we need to be together because individually we're very small, but put us collectively, we are, you know, we become a respectable number of people and can be heard that much easier. But they also value, incidentally, the work that Gibraltar has done over so many years in establishing the office and the contact.
But they don't have an equivalent.
Well, they do now. Yesterday I was in Glasgow and I met with the Chief Minister of Jersey. He's going to do exactly the same. He's going to open an office in London. He's going to do this Gibraltar Day event that we do, but he's going to do a Jersey Day in London.
Yeah.
So they've learned from what we do, and now you know, Bermuda's got an office in London, BVI's got an office in London, the Falklands has an office in London. So yeah, I think it's very, very important.
Very important.
The struggle now is not so much have we got an office. The struggle is recognition from our masters that we are equal to the equal to the High Commissioner for Australia. You know, we're doing exactly the same role. So why can we not have a title?
Yes, I understand. Is there anything you'd like to ask about it, Terry?
Really, all of that's fascinating. Just perhaps one question. It's a past and present question. We discussed the past. Where do you see Gibraltar going, strength to strength, sort of the future of Gibraltar?
Well, the economy of Gibraltar is very varied. Very strong, it's growing at the rate of 6% per annum, year on year. Our difficulties with Spain, while very alarming, is nothing new. We have lived through this. There will be a solution to the current problems. Might take a couple of months, but there will be a solution. The economy that we have built up in the various sectors is strong. Does not depend on that border. I mean, it's silly to say that, you know, the delays on the border is not going to hurt. Of course it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt the Main Street, the traders in Main Street. But it will not hurt the underlying strength of the economy because that is away from that border, away from Spain. So where do I see Gibraltar? Gibraltar, certainly in terms of its sovereignty, that's never going to change.
Enduring link with the UK.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I see Gibraltar in a very good place 10-20 years time. Yeah.
Thank you. I think that's really terrific. Thanks so much.